Good morning. Welcome to the Cook Report. My co-host Michael Barnes is joining me from his office, and we're going to talk today on Wednesday, January the 20th, about a number of things. Because on Wednesdays, as you'll find out in the show, we have carte blanche. It's basically the mind. Anything we want to come up with, we'll talk about. The outline I built today, thank you, Barton, New York, is the new thing that just came down the pipe last night is YouTube cards. No longer are you going to worry about sending traffic to your website, your blog, your landing page, and losing half of it because the call to action on your YouTube video didn't work in mobile. Now they do. With these new YouTube card feature, it does. That link will be in the show notes along with all the other goodies. We're going to talk about James Clerk Maxwell, a guy from Scotland. I didn't know it, but James Clerk Maxwell. Now, you've heard of Einstein. You've heard of Newton, household names in the science community. James Clerk Maxwell, I'll give you the link in the show notes. You will be amazed. The reason we have x-rays, radio, color photography, he had a hand in all that. I'll put up a SlideShare link. It's got the links for the topics, like I said a minute ago, but they're graphical slides because I'm experimenting with graphics more. There'll be a link for a resource tool called IP Tracker. So if you think you've got a bad guy, this will confirm that for you. Or you can report them as a bad guy if you know that they are. And, of course, a shameless shout-out for blab.im, who's recording all this information. And speaking of shout-outs, got to say it, Edinburgh Dusters. If you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, it's the company that likes to clean. They created all of our graphics for the Cook Report. So when you see those little avatars on the desktop, when you go to blab.im and it says the scheduled blab is 7 a.m., that's when we start Seattle time. He made those graphics and got the ball rolling. So anyway, back to the top of the sheet, YouTube cards. You'll get this rundown. They're installed on a per video basis. So that is, you got to put this YouTube card on each individual video separately, but it's worth it. You'll provide a destination URL, and depending on the card type, you can customize the image that happens with the card, the title, and the call to action text. They work on desktop and on mobile devices. It's the first time you're able to send traffic from YouTube videos to your website via mobile. So as I've read sometimes, people claim that 70%, I don't know if that's true, 70% of the users on Twitter are on mobile devices. That's how they roll. So if you would have had an annotation on a YouTube video and said, click here, they're on a mobile device, they would click, nothing happened. Now that's not the case. Now, Mr. Maxwell is one of the greatest scientists, and without him, we wouldn't have x-rays, we wouldn't have radio, we wouldn't have color photography. So shout outs to Einstein, Newton, but Maxwell kind of helped them happen, okay? It was just as big of a deal, if not the name. So we'll have that link in the show notes and the description down below the video. I'm going to have a link to a SlideShare presentation I just built last evening that's got identity to all the main topics as slides. So that on Monday, the main big umbrella we paint with is the blog roll and then other things that happen. On Tuesday, it's SEO, tactical tips for SEO. On Wednesday, it's the mind. On Thursday, it's B2B. On Friday, it's the wrap-up. We get lazy on Friday, and we just talk about the things we talked about in the week. Because that's the way it should be. You should get a day off. So we only work for 4 days, and the fifth day we rest. And iptracker.org is a bookmark that when you get it from the description from the show notes, you'll keep that one. It's the way that's done really well to look up IP tools from iptracker.org. It's ip-tracker.org. If you wait a bit, we'll have the show notes and you can click on that link. Big shout out and thanks to blab.im for recording all of this. I'd point at Michael, but every time I point, like if I go like this, it'll be the wrong direction. So I'll point this way too. So he's over here or he's over here. We never know. And Mike is got a company that he's the CEO of that's Groovy Dudes. And if he'd have known he was the co-host today, he probably would have the Groovy Dude t-shirt. We don't know. But anyway, you want to do a shout out for Groovy Dudes? Talk a little bit about what you're doing, Mike.
Well, my DJ service has been going for 15 years. And we mostly do weddings and private parties. We started out doing karaoke in different places, but I got tired of the drunk people breaking my equipment, so I decided that it was worth more time and money to do the weddings and private parties and stop having my equipment broken.
Oh, okay. And you're headquartered in what state? I forget.
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. I'm glad I didn't say Texas. For some reason, I was thinking Tech. I think we just talked about Roy D. Mercer a little bit, folks, in the pregame huddle before the show. If you're not familiar with Roy D. Mercer, look him up. M-E-R-C-E-R. It'll be a grin. For those times you need a chuckle. So at that point, I think we say that we're just about done, sir. Thank you, everybody that joined us today. January 20th, have a good day. Happy Wednesday to you. And like I say at the end of every show, before I click the button to stop the recording, it's a wrap.